Okay, today is Daf Beis of Masechta Sukkah. Masechta Sukkah is about Sukkahs. It's also about the Dalad Minim. What?
Everything else.
It's also about the Dalad Minim. It's also about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, if you look at the Torah, the Torah says, where is that? The Torah says, "Ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon," and you take on the first day, creates hadar, right? And the four minim. The next pasuk says, "V'chagosem oso chag lashem shivas yamim." The next pasuk says, "Basukas teishu shivas yamim." You sit in the sukkah for 7 days, right? You should know. So why do we start off with sukkahs? We should start off with the Dalad Minim before it comes first in the pasuk. Oh. You hear that question?
Excellent question.
Yeah. So there are three answers to that question. Number one, that it says in Devarim, it doesn't say it in Emor, it says it in Devarim, it says, Chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh lecha. You should make a sukkah for yourself. That has to be done before sukkahs. You can't make it on sukkahs. Somebody can walk over you and give you Dalad Minim on sukkahs. That's okay. Whatever, batana, whatever it is, that's okay. There's no way to get a sukkah unless you do it beforehand. Sukkah comes first. That's one answer. Another answer is, sukkah starts first. Because sukkahs starts at night. Dalad Minim don't start till the next day. You hear that? And the third answer is, because the Dalad Minim don't always apply. If the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos, there's no Dalad Minim that day.
Always. No.
We'll get to it.
But it is a Gzeirah.
It is a Gzeirah, maybe you'll come to carry.
So here's the one problem.
One second. And Sukkot doesn't make a difference what day of the week it is. It always applies.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's one little problem.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, why did the Torah put it first?
Well, exactly. That's a good question.
So why did I ask you a question?
Right.
Would you learn out from the Aron? Because
the Aron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Aron, which was built first?
Yeah.
The stuff that you put inside.
Right.
Or the iron itself. They built the Mishnah first, then they put the Aron inside.
Right. But Moshe.
Here you do. Does anybody take a little of an esrog outside of the sukkah? No, of course not.
Right. So Moshe told Bezalel to build the kalim first. Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael to build the kalim first. Bezalel said, no, "You don't do that. First you build the building, put the kalim inside."
Exactly.
Right. So why did Moshe say it like that? Bezalel, you're right. Bezalel, Kale, you got it right. So what was Moshe thinking? Right.
Same thing.
It's the same. It's a good question, right?
Yeah.
The question's better than all right.
So you laughing at me?
You have an answer? So
I don't keep questions.
I saw last night in the name of the Eish Kodesh, the Piazetz Nerebi, he wrote this in the ghetto. He says like this, interesting, I have to make sure I understand what he's saying. He says, because Moshe, so to speak, lives in the ivory tower. He didn't do anything. He's just giving out commands. Bezalel was the actual Maisa. He was the Balasia. He was the manager of the project. So he's like, I'm actually doing it. It's not done this way. You want to sit in the ivory tower and tell them what to do? That's great. But Lamaisa, when it comes to actually doing it, which I'm doing, you don't do it this way.
I completely agree with that.
So you're saying Moshe made a mistake? No, from Moshe's perspective was, I want to do mitzvos. So I don't need a building. Yeah, you need a building. You have to have a mission. But the kalim, I'm upon him, the menorah. So Bezalel says, yeah, that's all wonderful. But I'm actually doing it. And that's not how it's done. Right? It's an interesting answer. Right? Okay, now we can start the Masechta. That has nothing to do with anything. Except Mati brought it up. And no, because I have a Sherei Brachos time, I'm speaking, so I was trying to think of something to say. Okay, so I saw that. Okay, exactly. Okay. What?
Yeah, how it's close.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's no busing in 14 and 15.
Oh, man.
And,
yeah. Why? All right, I got. Okay. We just started. I just gave a little preamble that we introduced to Mr. Tangent. Now we're ready to begin. Sukkah shehi gavoa lamaila me esrim ama. If a sukkah is more than 20 amos tall, pisula, it is pasul. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Yehuda says fine. V'she'ena gavoa asara tvachim. If it doesn't have 10 tvachim tall, if it's not at least 10 tvachim tall, or v'she'en la shalosh tefanos, or it doesn't have at least 3 walls, we're going to change that later in the Masechta, it could even be less than 3, but Mishnah calls it 3. V'she'chamasa meruba mitzilsa, it has more sun than shade, psula it's pasul. Okay? So far, it's an easy Mishnah, right? Here we go. Tanan, Hasam. We learned over there, over where? In Erevin, Mavoi shehi gavoa me esrim ama. If a Mavoi is taller than 20 amos, you might lower it. Lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't it tzarech? You don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda's consistent at least, and the Tanakam is consistent. Maishna gabe sukkah, takam by sukkah, diktani psula, it says pasul. Umaishna gabe mavui, diktani takanta. And how come over here, by mavui, it says what, how to fix it? Over here it says pasul, and over there it says how to fix it. Thank you. What's the difference? So before we get to the answer, look at Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. Right, so what's the question? How come by mavui it says how to fix it, and by sukkah it doesn't say how to fix it? You can also fix it. What does it say? Puzzle. Ask the Tosfos. How come we don't ask the following question? Maishna gabe hadas, by hadasim, later in the Masechta, ditani pesula, vitakanta. It says both. It's puzzle. I don't tell you how to fix it. What does it say over there? Ditnan perak lulav hagazel. Oh, shahayu anava meruvin. If you have more berries than leaves, puzzle. It's puzzle. And by the way, v'imiyatan kosher. You take the berries off, it's kosher. Good question. So Tosfos here. No, why should the model be Erevin? There's no model. No. Exactly. And by the way, so the answer is the Tosfos' first answer is pretty obvious. The lo parach alam sukkah mavo shadinim shavel in and gavoa, because sukkah and mavo are the same. It's a height issue. A hadasim is not a height issue. Vishina lashon mishnaso, and the Mishnah changed its lashon on the height issue. So because Mavui and Sukkah are height issues, it's more comparable to Hadassim. Then the Tosfos is another answer, which is a very interesting answer. V'od, the gabe Hadass, the Hadassim, it's drach lemisni, takanta, it had to say it had to fix it. It had to. Why? Sukkah, I would have thought, given the gidulo puzzle, su less a takanta. If it grew that way, you have no choice. It's a puzzle. Get a different Hadass. That the Gemara had to say that there's a way to fix it. Otherwise, you'd think it's not the halacha. Now, it happens to me it's a true statement that if the sukkah is 20 amos, it is puzzle. Okay, I saw a very interesting, you know what, one more minute. So now the Gemara gives the following answer. Ready? Sukkah doraisa, a sukkah is a din doraisa, tani psula. Therefore it says puzzle. Mavui drabanan tani takanta. Since a mavui drabanan, it tells me how to fix it. What kind of answer is that? Look at Rashi. Tell me what you think of this Rashi. Sukkah doraisa. De'esrim amos. Now, mavui we made up. Why? Minat Torah, you're allowed to carry from your house to a chatzar, from one chatzar to the mavui. You're allowed to. Why? Because none of it's Rosh HaYachid. But it looks like Rosh HaRabim's. So they made a gzeira. You can't carry without a mavui, without a beam, cross beam. So if that's 20 amos tall, we made up this din. So we made it up. If it's too high, lower it. But if it didn't arise, no fooling around, puzzle. Can answer is that? It says Rashi. Look at this Rashi. Sukkah daraisa, the esrim ama delay, the 20 amas idea, yalfinan mid daraisa. It's learned out from a daraisa. We're going to have 3 makaros, how you know it's a sukkah psula. Right? Listen to this next line. Tell me what this line means. V'kodem shenisnas ha-mishnah, and before the Mishnah was written, before this Mishnah was learned, Nemra Shi'ura mi Sinai. The Shi'urim were said at Har Sinai.
So how can you change it?
What?
So how can you change it?
No. It's possible. They can go fix it. Go take the sukkah, make it lower. That's what I'm saying. It's possible. What does Rashi mean by that? before it was learned at in the Mishnah, we knew it at Har Sinai. But Har Sinai came before the Mishnah is. What's Rashi?
We didn't pick an arbitrary number.
What's Rashi? We didn't pick an arbitrary number.
Exactly.
So why does it say, so it doesn't answer the question.
Sure,
why does it say puzzle? It also fits it. Oh, because it's a Doraisa. And by the way, it's older than the Mishnah. What kind of answer is that? What does that mean? What?
No,
it is a Doraisa. It is a Doraisa. The shear is a Doraisa. It's learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai.
What?
We're going to get to him. We're going to get to his sheet. We're going to get to it. You know what I'm asking? What does Rashi mean by that? Before we had Shiuri and we had Halacha l'Moshe. Before we had the Mishnah, it said Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. So therefore what?
He's not really just explaining
that. So therefore what?
It's not random.
I know. What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? So the Maariv Chai says like this. There's a Rambam, it's a famous Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayot. You can use this Rambam whenever you need to use it, and whenever it doesn't work, you don't use it. The Rambam says that there are no Mishnayos about things everybody knew. It's a very interesting Rambam. He says that's why there's no Mishnayos on Chanukah. That's why there's no Mishnayos on how to take a lulav, how to daven. There's no Mishnayos about that. People have things that people did every... There's no Mishnayos on tzitzis. Why? Who needs Mishnayos for that? It's Aleph Beis. There's no Mishnayos on Aleph Beis. Right? The entire Masechtas Trumos, it's a very hard, very long, it's like 11 prakim. It's very hard. Never once says in there you have to give Truma.
That's the whole story.
Why? Because everyone knew that. The Mishnayos only taught me things I didn't know. Not things I knew. It's a very controversial Rambam. Very controversial. What?
It almost always fits.
It does. It almost always fits. Anyway, so here's what Rashi meant to say. The height of a sukkah, everybody knew that. But everybody knew. Everybody was at Har Sinai. Everybody knew that. What didn't we know? What didn't we know? Therefore, since everybody knew it, puzzle. Why is the Mishnah saying it if everybody knew it? Mavoi, not everyone knew that. The rabbis made that up. Could be not everyone knew that. Therefore, they have to tell you how to fix it. The Rashi means by that. Interesting. Although, I don't know what he means by this. This Rashi could be in every page of Shas.
Exactly.
Right? So what are you sticking it over here for? Okay. The next Rashi says, Tani Psula. What does that mean, Tani Psula? Shayach l'misni b'loshen pasul. It makes a lot of sense to write loshen pasul. Shalom kolomar lo nasis ketorah ukahalacha. You didn't do what the Torah said. That's what Rashi says it means. You like that answer? By Sukkah, it's puzzle. What does it mean, puzzle? You didn't follow the halacha. You didn't follow the halacha. You didn't do it the right way. Tosfos has a whole different pshat. Why?
Because you didn't follow the same idea as the Torah either.
So look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, second Tosfos, the Ihavi Tani Yemait, Tosfos argues in Rashi. Tosfos is like this. What do you want it to say by Sukkah? Also, you should lower it. If it would have said that, Dil Chayshirin, I would be afraid. Dil Matoy Inish, Lomar, Yemait, right? Maybe people would make a mistake. And they'd say, yeah, the Mishnah says to lower it. That's on Lechad Chila. And B'dieved, Kshera. And if I don't lower it, it's also good, right? V'dikdek L'Roshono. Dil Ma'asri L'Dei Isuro D'Oraisa. It might come to be an Isur D'Oraisa. Vitani psula, and therefore the Mishnah says puzzle. Afakaf to lahavi lishna ma'alya kamol yamait. It's a much better lasha to say yamait. It's much better, right? The Mishnah can't take that chance because maybe you'll think it's only lechachila, and b'di'evet it's okay. Now avol b'mavui, the rabbanon, all things are rabbanon anyway. Lo shayich, lo chayish. We're not so concerned about that issue because at the end of the day, and even if you didn't lower it. If you didn't lower it, so what'd you do? So you overdid the Rabbanan. All right. It's not a good thing. But when I chayish, but Tani, you might, Shulishna Ma'alya, Kedash Kamparish Plachim, Sha'akam Akasav Kam Osios, the Torah going out of its way, Shalom, Lahoti Dover Maguna Mipiv. Not to say the word puzzle. It's much nicer to say the word Yamai. By the Raisa, we can't take a chance. By the Rabbanan, we don't mind. Ubakuntris, Lopirish Kane. Rashi doesn't say that at all. Rashi didn't say that at all. Rashi said it's puzzle because he didn't follow the halacha. And Mati is asking a good question. What do you mean? The same thing by Mavli. So that's what Tosfos comes along and says, that must be something, another issue. The issue must be, what's going to happen if you don't do it? Or what's someone going to say, I don't have to do it. It's a good answer. Then Rashi then talks about e nami yesh lomar the lashon yamaid mashma chumer derabana ba'alma. And ah, a bunch of rabbis on machmir. They tell me to lower it. Upsul mashma daraisa. Psul is more mashma daraisa. The perik remember the leakin. Daminan near chanaka sheinicha lomar me'esemama. Oh, now talks. That's another quote. So 1 second. It says by near chanaka that if it's taller than 20 amos. Psula, kima sukkah ukamavoi. It's derabanan. So Tosfos gives two answers. Listen to this brilliant Tosfos. Agav ditnan kisukkah nokad nami gabi ner chanukah psula. First answer is because it's thrown in with sukkah. That's it. That's a technical answer. Then gives one more fundamental answer. Inami ihavitani yamait. If it would have said yamait by expecting ner chanukah, you know what I would say? Do me a favor, lower the candle. I can't read my book over here. It's too dark. You wouldn't know you're doing it for a mitzvah. What is it? It's the light, the room. So it's lower it? First of all, some hold it, can't even move it. Once you light it, it's stuck. So it's possible no matter what, even if you lower it. Some say not like that. Even if you hold not like that, you still can't lower it. Why? Someone's going to be watching this. He lit it for his own needs. That's why they told him to lower it. It's way up there. Who puts a light up there? Right? You light it inside, then you bring it outside. Oh, I need that light. I'm shoveling the snow now. I need the light outside. So bring it outside. What's going on here? So therefore, Tosfos says that's why it says puzzle. So I saw an interesting remez. There are three places that have a minimum of 10 tvachim and a maximum of 20 amos. What are they? No. Sukkah, Mavoi, and Chanukah. By Sukkah, it says Ki. By Sukkah, Shoshavti, right? Ki, Chaf, and Yud. The Chaf is 20, and the Yud is 10. Ki, Ki Ner Mitzvah, V'Torah Or. Ki Ner, the Ner Chanukah, 20 and 10. And it says by the daughters of Lot, the Malach said, no, Ki Barachov, no, we'll go in the street. Ki Barachov, in the street. The Mavoi has 20 and 10. A good remez. Okay. Cute, exactly. Okay, good. Iboy Sema, the Gemara has another answer. Bidaraisa, if it's a Dindaraisa, Namitari Takanta, I would have said Takanta. I would have said to how to fix it. Miyu, however, Sukkah, Dinafish Mili, did a lot of things over here. There's a lot of things. Right? 20 amos, 10 amos, 10 tvachim, 3 walls, more shade. There's a lot of things that have to be done. Therefore, Pasik Vitani Psula. A shortcut, the mission is go puzzle. You want to go learn how to fix it? So go to Daf Yomi, learn how to fix it. And I'm not wasting too much ink to spill how to go fix it.
But obviously you can fix it.
Of course you can. Mavui. So then it gets back to Rashi and Tosfos. We don't want to say that, maybe because we don't want to mislead people. Mavui, the low nafish mili, not mavui, is one thing to do. Lower it. Tanya Takanta. So the mission can say that. Lower it. Very good. Okay, good. Now, Menahani Mili, how do you know that a sukkah can't be 20 amas tall? How do you know that? There are three makoros, three sources. Number one, Amar Rabba, to Amar Kroa, it says, Laman Yedu Doroseichem, you should know, Ki besukkos hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael. Right? You should know that you sat in sukkahs. Says Rashi, Laman Yedu, right? What does Rashi say? Asei sukkah, make a sukkah, listen to this Rashi. I say sukkah, make a sukkah, she yeshivasani keres lach, that the sitting in it is clear to you. Dichsiv, yedu, you should know, ki besukkos hoshavti, tzivisi liyashev. I commanded you to sit in such a thing. Hachi darish lei, that's the drasha. Vaf agav de'ein yotze mide pshuto, even though we have to go, we can't leave the simple pshat. The hakif anane hakavod, that there were such things as anane hakavod. Mihu Darshin and Lila Drasha. It's a Drasha. What on earth did Rashi just say? What did he just say? What he said was, not sure, I think he said like this. Keep it sukkah so shafti. Really? He said, it's the first time that, at least twice today, Rashi is going to say that there was an aniyah kavod. Not sukkah's mamish. Like Rashi held, maybe, it was an aniyah kavod. So, first of all, Rashi says right off the bat, the pashup shot means, keep it sukkah so shafti, you sat in an aniyah kavod. But I'm commanding you to build a different sukkah to commemorate, right? Now, says, I'm not sure what else he means by that. Ad Esr Mama, up to 20 Amas, Ad Yom Yedidei Ashudar B'Sukkah. A person knows they're sitting in a Sukkah. You realize it. Lamailam Esr Mama, Ein Adam Yedidei Ashudar B'Sukkah. You don't realize it? Why not? Mishub Dlo Shultu Ba'ena. Who looks like that up so high? and the Iker Sukkah is the Schach, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, if the walls reach the Schach, it could even be taller. Because then you do see. It's only if there's a gap. That's the first answer. That's the first pshat. Number two, Reb Zeira Amar Mehacha, different pasuk. It says by, is it Nishaya?
Do we even know this, how tall, how high the Anani HaKavod were?
No.
That we're saying that we compare it to the Anani HaKavod?
No. Rashi is just saying, he's alluding to it, there's a dispute why, we sit in sukkahs.
Right.
No, that's not the dispute. What kind of sukkahs did they sit in Mitzrayim, in the Minbar? Was it real sukkahs or Anani HaKavod? So it's a machlokas. Rashi here seems to take the side of the Anani HaKavod. He's going to do it again on Amud Beis. So that's all I wanted to just point that out. It says by Yeshaya, V'sukkah b'tiyeh l'tzel, the sukkah will be for a tail, for a shade, yomam mechorev, on the day and the hot days. It's the Mashiach comes. Ad eshem ama adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah. As long as you're sitting within 20 amos, you're being protected by the tail of the schach. L'mayla me'eshem ama, but taller than that, ain't adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah, ela b'tzel duchanos. Right? Why?
So,
no, because it's so tall.
But if it's a massive sukkah, you can still be sitting.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say that at Amud Beis. If it's a massive sukkah, it could still give you. Ask the Ritva, what about if it's 12 o'clock at noon? Sun straight on top of you. Aren't you being protected from the tail of the sukkah and not the walls? And the answer is, at 12 o'clock there is no shade. Right? A brilliant question, a brilliant answer, right? Okay. Next, Omale Abaya. One second, Elamiat. If that's true, if somebody puts a sukkah in the middle of a valley between two mountains and there's no sun coming in, hachanami dilo havi sukkah. Is that also an invalid sukkah? So the Gemara says no. Omale hasam. Well, dal ashteros karnayim. If you remove the walls, if you remove the mountains, if you could do that, it could sell sukkah. There would be a sukkah. So what's preventing the sukkah from protecting you? The mountain. That's an outside soul. That's not an issue. That's an outside shade. Hacha, dal defanos, if you take away the walls, leka tzel sukkah. There'll be no tzel from the sukkah. Why? Because the walls are so tall.
No, if you take away the walls?
Yeah, dal defanos, if you remove the walls, leka tzel sukkah. It still won't be a sukkah. This is the roof, if you could do that. If you could do that, the roof still won't help. The schach still won't help. It's all hypothetical.
You're trying to say that the walls provide the shade.
And not the schach.
Right.
So too, the mountain provides the shade, not the schach.
Right.
That was a biased question. Right. The mountain provides the shade, not the schach. The answer is that doesn't make a difference. The issue is the building itself.
Yeah.
Not
take away the walls and there's no shade issue, right? Take away the doubt mountain. Take away
the shade is you're being protected by the walls.
Right.
Not the schach. So if I take the walls away,
yeah.
If I could do that, imagine.
Yeah,
but just take four little poles, put them like a chuppah, yeah. And I put it. I'm still not protected.
Why? Because of what?
What? Because it's too tall.
So I'm
shade will not be protected by the tongue. What's going to grow in the shade then? There's nothing there. There's no wall.
There is.
Hypothetical. You didn't imagine everything.
Yeah,
it's all hypothetical. The point is, the schach is not providing the shade.
It's the wall.
That's all.
You take away the walls, there's no shade.
There's no shade.
Rava Omar, if you build a normal size sukkah in between two mountains, look at this, there's no protection from the sukkah, it's all the mountain.
Yeah.
Fine, and you move the sukkah somewhere else, you will be protected.
Sure,
but over here,
intrinsically is good.
The sukkah intrinsically is no good.
It's good.
Doesn't matter, no, right, but if it's more than 20 hours, it's intrinsically no good. Doesn't matter where it is, no good. Number three, Rava Omar Mehacha, it says, Besukkah Teishu Shivas Yamin. Amr Torah said, Kol Shivas Yamin, all 7 days, Tei Midiros Keva, leave your permanent home, v'shav b'diras harai, and live in a temporary home. Ad esrim ama, up to 20 amos, adam osei diraso diras harai. A person will make a temporary sukkah. L'mayel me esrim ama, but taller than that, ain adam osei diras harai, diraso diras harai, elo diras keva. It becomes too tall, you can't use a flimsy, and it has to become more concrete, more strong, it's not a diras harai, and therefore it's puzzle. Amalei Abaya, 1 second. El Meata, Asa Mechitzas Shabarzel. If you use iron walls, V'sicheich Al Gabon, Hachanami Dol HaVisukah. So when I can't make a sukkah out of walls, I can't use the wall of my house, which is very strong. I can't make all four walls out of my house if I have a room like that. with an awning? I can't do that? So Amalei, no, of course you could do that. Hachi kamin alach. This is what I meant to say. Ad chaf ama, up to 20 amos, to adam osa diras diras arai. It's normal to make a diras arai. That's normal. So ki avid le diras keva, nami nothing. If you use diras keva, that's also fine. But lamaila mechaf, but more than 20 amos, lamaila mechaf ama, to adam osa diras keva. You always have to make a diras keva. You have no choice. Otherwise it won't last. So ki avid le diras arai, if you want to go ahead and make a diras arai and pray it stands, nami lo nothing. It doesn't go so good. Okay?
Yeah. If you're just getting back to removing the walls,
yeah.
If the thing is 10 amas high, normal height, 10 amas high, let's say, right? And you remove the walls, what's providing the shade? Not the sky.
Yes.
No, there's also going to be a...
So we assume that the cutoff for that is 20 amas. What about if it's 19 and a half amas? So the Gemara always does that. The Gemara made a shear, 20 amas. Now look at the bottom Tosas for a minute. Look at the bottom Tosas. Bottom Tosas says, afagaf. Right, so what did the Gemara say? 20 amos is the cutoff for kva and arai. So you can make a keva. It doesn't bother me. You can make a sukkah out of iron. It doesn't bother me. That's okay. Why? Because you could make it out of keva. Because you could make it out of arai. You could make it out of
that height.
No. So therefore, you want to make it out of iron, it's no problem. And by we pass it like that. So Tosfos says, one second. Afagaf the yeshel farish kra bedira she'ena ru'uya el l'shiva l'mute keva. Even though we just said that it really means to exclude iron, to exclude strong material. Mashmalei kra, to asi l'shi'uri, la'ur lachminas gavoa, kula basukah. She'ef shalas has the right. We explain it really means the height. It really is a height issue. You can make the sukkah out of whatever you want, but it's really a height issue. Right? That's what we just said. The keva and arai deal with height, not with material, because we just said you can make it out of whatever you want. So if Im Tomar asks Tosfos, Kimin de lochashin on el shetei ruuy lasos arai, since all we care about is arai, va'afal pisha also keva. So in other words, I don't care how tall it is, as long as it's under 20, you can make it out whatever you want, right? Im kena my amar kishamim simin klala b'chag asukas b'chag. Why is the simin klala? Why is there a simin klala on sukkas? In other words, v'halo yachal lekvor b'nesar b'masmarim, make a good roof, a solid roof. Nail it down with nails and get beams. Shelo yard the gishamim b'sukkah. So shouldn't rain into the sukkah. Why not? Then you want to tell me we have a gzeira. You're not allowed to use boards because then I'll think to myself, well, why do I have to go out into my sukkah? My house also has boards. My roof also has boards. That's true. That's only gzeira d'rabbanan. Right? The afilu tim talomar the asa mishum gzeiras tikra. It's a gzeira. The sukkah looks just like my own roof. Kihechin del Amar lekamon bepirkin gavi plukta the Rameir Behuda. Right, there's a whole machlokas about that. We're going to get to it. Yadalad the mesachachin binasarim. You're going to use boards. The e machsheres behu asi lemeimar mali schach ze mali leishiv tachas tikras beso ubeso vade pasul mudaraisa the sukkah Amar Rachmana velo beso shokayim mos hashana. Right,
how does the sun come in?
Who said the sun has to come in? So it says, if it rains on Sukkot, it's a bad sign. So what do you mean? So make your schach out of boards.
So you're totally closing the sukkah.
Correct. Make your schach out of boards. We know too much. Make your schach out of boards. Make your schach out of boards. Nail them down. It won't rain into the sukkah. Tell me it's a gzera of a tikra. It's only a gzera of a bottom. You're right. People will think it's their own house. But how could that be a simon klala on a deraisa level? That's a terrible thing. How could that be? Right? We call Malcolm. Came into the Asa Elamad Rabbanon. Lo Shaychel Amirashak. Gesham Simon Klala. How can you say it's Simon Klala? I could do that. The rabbi said, "Don't do it. You're going to mix up your house." But why not? So V'yesh Lomar. The Nehi. It's true. The Lo Chashinan B'Defanos. It's true. When Achoshesh for the walls, Iyavid Le Keva. If you make them out of iron, nobody cares. We call Malcolm. B'Suka B'Sichacha. The Schach She'Iker Hasuka Al Shem Haschach. Lo, miskashra, ad, the ovid, le, arai. The schach must be temporary. Right? We know too much. This is where it comes from. It's rooted here in this Tosos. It has to be temporary. Right? That's what he says. That's it. The walls, nobody cares. You never heard such a thing. That's a machmir to me. You never heard such a thing. I never heard such a thing. There could be a chumra like that out there somewhere. That's fine. But it's not a din. The schach, just the opposite. It's a din, it cannot be permanent. It must be temporary material.
But the walls can be any material?
Any material. Except for maybe not canvas, where it a material that blows a lot. which is why whenever they have the canvas sukkahs, they try very hard to make that the walls don't move, because you run into problems. Yeah, but otherwise, putting that aside, yeah, they can be made out of whatever you want. Whatever you want. And they can even be made out of see-through material. They can even be. It doesn't matter.
What?
See-through. See-through. It doesn't matter. There's no din like that. It has to be a wall. I believe. Okay. Okay? Good? Now, why do we have three different psukim? Why do the three Amorayim arguing about the Makar? They couldn't get along? Right? What's wrong? So, Kulu Karabalo Amri. Nobody wanted to hold like Rabbah that said what? It's about Laman Yedu. You should know how you deal with Dorosi. That pasuk is talking about for generations. Again, Rashi says in the second line, Lav be yediyah the yeshiva sukkah over. It doesn't mean you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah. That's not what it means. Ella, yediyah doros. It's a teaching for the generations. Haboyin, that are going to come later. Hekif sukkahs anane hakavod hanas ela avos. About the anane hakavod that were done for you and for our forefathers. Again, he says anane hakavod. Right? Kirb zeira nami lo amar. Nobody wanted to hold like Reb Zeira. Hahi, hahu, liyamos ha-mashiach hu diktiv. That pasuk about that you'll sit in the shade, that's in the future. Mashiach comes. You'll sit in the shade. You'll be all wonderful. Has nothing to do with Hilcha Sukkah. Right? And what Reb Zeira knows that pasuk is talking in Yeshaya, which the whole Yeshaya is about the future, right? He knows that. Yeah, but Imke, lemakro b'chuppah tiyo l'tel yomam. He should have said, and the chuppah will protect you in the future. My v'sukkah tiyo l'tel yomam? Sharmin has tarti. We learn both words. And Kirava, Namilo Amri, nobody wanted a whole like Rava. What does Rava say? Rava gave the whole thing about the flimsiness. Mishum de kushya da abaya. Because of Abaya's kasha. What was Abaya's kasha? About what if you make walls out of iron? So what about the answer? What about the answer? Right? So Rashi says nobody liked that answer. Because nobody liked the answer. Why? Because the Torah doesn't say anything about Arai. Torah doesn't say that. Rava made it up. Nobody wanted, even though we usually hold like Rava. Nobody wanted to hold, said Rashi, nobody wanted to hold like that. Nobody wanted to agree with it. The Torah doesn't say that. Kiman also had the Amar of Yoshia, Amar Rav, Machlokas, Pisha Ein Tefanos, Magios, Lischach. Who said the following? The whole Machlokas, whether it's 20 Amos or more than 20, is only when the walls don't reach the Schach. There's a gap. Abel Tefanos, Magios, Lischach, but if the walls reach the Schach, then I feel the Malamash and Amakshiri, then it could even be more than 20. Some problem. Who said that? So, Kiman, that could only be like Kiraba. The Amos Mishum, the Shilta Ba'ena. That can only be according to him. That what? That the issue is viewing. It's not detail. It's not Arai. What is it? The viewing. Kiman, the Defanos, Magios, L'Schach. As long as the walls reach the Schach, there's no gaps. So, Mishal and Shilta Ba'ena, of course you're going to look. Tosfos asks, so then how come by Hanukkah and by Mavu we don't say the same thing? That, well, if the menorah is on the wall, or if the Hanukkah menorah is on the wall, next to the wall, then it can even be taller. Why don't we say that? So Tosfos answers, because a Hanukkah menorah and a Mavu are different. So you don't look. But the Sukkah is the same wall. It's just going up and up and up. So you keep on looking. And that's why the sukkah can be taller and the Hanukkah candles can't. Interesting. Kiman Azla had the Amar Vihuna, Amar Rav. How about this one? Machlokes, Bishain Ba Ella Arba Amos al Arba Amos. The whole Machlokes, about 20 or more than 20, is if the sukkah is only a 4x4 Amos sukkah. Avo Yeshba Yosumi Arba Amos al Arba Amos. But if it's bigger than 4x4, like someone here said before, you have a massive sukkah, then I feel the Malamashim Amakshira. Then it'd be good if it's more. Who said that? Kiman, who does that go like? Which of the three answers does it go like? Shilta Ba'ena? That's irrelevant. Kiman, Kerub Zeira, the Amar Mishum Tzel, who? His issue is shade. The Kivan, the Revicha, it could sail Sukkah. And if the Sukkah is massive, if it takes up like a square block, like in Borough Park, then I don't care how tall it is, because the Sukkah will provide shade. The Schach will provide the shade, because it's so massive. Kiman, Azal, the Amar of Chanan Barabba. What about this one? Who holds like this? The Amar Rav Machlokes B'She'edo Machzekes Elakadei Roshu Ruvu Shulchano. The whole Machlokes, if it's 20 or more, is if it's 7x7. Avol Machzekes Yoser Michdei Roshu Ruvu Shulchano. But if it's more than 7x7, then Afil L'Malam Esrim Amakshira. Then it's kosher even if it's taller than that. Kiman, who said that? Who can agree with that? No one. No. The Loka Chad, no one. Why?
It'll always be the shape
on
the walls.
No, there are three reasons. If it's Shilta Be'ena, it doesn't make a difference. How big it is. What's the difference? If it's an issue of, what's the other one? If it's an issue of tail, also no tail. And if it's an issue of mechitos, kvias, keva, also not. So what's his reason? What's this person's reason? So Rashi says on the bottom, time of the pasul l'mayla me'esrim lo yedialon. We don't know. Says Rashi, I don't know. Tosma says, because then it looks like a chicken coop. And there's a separate issue of having it look like a chicken coop. That's what Tosma says in Tosma's Kiman. Divrei here, Divrei Rabbi Chanan Baraba Tzricha Taima. We need a reason. What's his reason? Why not? Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum Dehavile Lul Shaltarna Golem. It's like a, right? Kivan Degvia Vikatne Kulehai. It's so tall and so narrow, right?
Is that how we pass him, by the way? Our sukkah is still like continuous. Should we make it as high as you want?
I don't know. I mean, that's like, it's very tall. Who makes a sukkah that tall?
I'm saying.
40 feet tall.
Who? Only the big, huge ones.
Right, so, but they're usually not that tall. They're 40 feet tall?
The one, 40 feet, no. But the ones in Bar Park, the ones that...
Those are quite tall.
They're pretty big.
Yeah, they're very big.
They're very big.
Yeah.
But it's also practical.
No, but they're not right. More than 20 amos.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Could it be more than 20 amos tall?
No.
You don't
think so? It says here that the continuous, I don't know, we have plus
one. What do we have?
One sukkah would be like 15 amos.
Pretty tall.
They're pretty tall.
Yeah, but...
You cannot stand to touch the schach. They're way higher than that.
Yeah.
Gotta make room for the chandelier.
Yeah. What do you mean, chandeliers?
Chandeliers.
You know how many lights are in there?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how we'll go. That's going to be our road trip for sukkah. We'll
go.
By the way, the Bubba of Sukkah is magnificent.
Who?
It's magnificent Sukkah.
Which one?
The Bubba of Sukkah. The things they have inside.
Go to Munkash.
Yeah?
No, the Bubba is bigger.
Bubba is bigger.
It's bigger, Bubba.
They have, you know what they did? They took a scene from Yehoshua, the Battle of Jericho. They have like a whole diorama. They have like the soldiers, the toy soldier men. Fighting against the Jericho. Toy
soldiers.
It's so funny. But it's a beautiful thing. Everything there is only Jewish things, you know? What? No. They don't have any they don't have any Christmas decoration, I'll tell you that. Bishlam Rav Yoshia, Pligi Adar Rav Huna, Vid Rav Chana Bar Abba. So really, Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba are really saying the same thing. Just the question is how big. The issue is size. Rav Yoshia wasn't about size. It was about the walls reaching the schach. So, the inhu koyav shiure b'mishcha, the ihu lo koyav shiure b'mishcha. They gave a shear. He didn't give a shear. He just said if the walls reach the schach, it could be tall. He didn't give a shear. The other two gave shears, either 4x4 amos or 7x7 tvachim. So, el Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba, name of a hechsher sukkah kibifliki. Maybe they're arguing how big a sukkah has to be. The mar savar hechsher sukkah arba amos, the mar savar hechsher sukkah machzakas roshu v'shulchanu. So that's what the Gemara says. Look, the kuli alma hechsher sukkah roshu v'shulchanu. A whole arguing about a separate issue. The Mar Savar, Rav Chanan holds, Masechus Rosho, Ruba Shulchano, Pligi, Avayasa Rosho, Vishulchano, Divya Kol Kshira. Everybody would hold its kosher. Umar Savar and Avuna holds, Rosho, Ruba Shulchano, Adalaramos, Pligi, Avayasa Medalaramos, Divya Kol Kshira. Everybody holds its kosher. Okay, now we're going to start a question, which we're not going to finish till tomorrow, but we'll start it. Mesei, 1 second. Sukashi Gavol Malamesim Arab Psula. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir at our barm, the Chamishim Amma. I hold it could be up to 40, 50 Amos. Why does he say 50 if he says, why does he say 40 if he says 50? Tosfos asked that question. Amma Rabbi Yehuda, not only that, Maisa Behilni Amalka, Shbilud, Shahaisa Sukasa Gavor Meyesrim Amma, it was more than 20 Amos tall, Vayezakadim, the Chlasa Vyatsim Shlosham, the Zakadim kept coming in and out of there, Vilar Melo Dover, they didn't say boo. It's okay, you see, it's okay, see him right. Amr Lord, they told him, what are you talking about? Misham Raya? Isha Haisa. That was a woman. Upturim and Asuka. It was Pusser anyway. So they don't even bother her. She's the queen, whatever she is. They let her go. Amr Lahan, Valo Shiva Banam Havale. She had 7 sons. And Rashi says, if you have 7 of them, at least, unless they're 7 tuplets, one of them is Yigiyah Lachidach. And you're not allowed to be Mechanech a child incorrectly. You can't tell him, sit in that Sukkah. Better to Pusser Sukkah. Just sit in it. Now to do that,
we give kids a struggle that are not kosher.
That's a good point. It could be that's not an issue of chinuch. I'm not talking about a 2-year-old kid to run around. I'm not talking about that. You have an 8-9-year-old boy who's being mechanic him. You can't give him something puzzle. I'm not talking about a 2-year-old. I also do that. Give my 2-year-old a puzzle thing. Let him run around. I'm not talking about that. When they get older, there's a chinuch. You can't give them a puzzle. You can't give them a puzzle. So you couldn't tell him, well, it's a puzzle sucker. He's only 7 years old. No. You have to do it right. The old. Not only that, call Maaseh Lo Asasa El Al Pi Chachamim. She did everything right. Now the Gemara says, Lama Le Mitzne V'od, call Maaseh Lo Asasa El Pi Di Chachamim. Why do you have to give that, add on that additional thing? Hachi Kamar Luhu. Ki Sam Rubanim Ketanim Havei. Hey, you tell me this kid. The Ketanim Petur Min HaSukkah. And they don't have to keep Sukkah anyway. A bunch of little boys. Well, given the Shiva Havei. There are 7 of them. E Efshad Lo Havei Bu'uchad She'enu Tzarech Limo. One of them certainly old enough to be Mechanechim. V'chi teimru katan she'enu tzarech lima midrabanan hu demachayev v'yu midrabanan lo mishgacha. So it's only midrabanan anyway, chinuch, who cares? Tashma v'od, kol ma'aseh lo'aseh el apich hachamim. She only did it right. In other words, she had it had to have been a good kasher sukkah for her son. She's a woman, doesn't matter. For her son, a good kasher sukkah. So how could this be? How could this be? So obviously, what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm right. It's more than 20 amos is kosher. Tomorrow we'll get to the answer. Everybody have a good day.